Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD and on the OTCQB under the symbol NFLDF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Mike Collins. Now, Mike, a couple news releases that we need to get to and cover off here for Exploits. We're going to start off with some financing news that kind of came out of the blue when you consider who was involved here. So back on May 12th, just last week, the company announced an $8 million financing through Eric Sprott and Newfound Gold. Both of these individuals or groups, I guess, are taking $4 million. And this is shortly after you just closed a financing with Eric Sprott for right around $4 million at the tail end of April. The stock moved up actually quite nicely on the back of that announcement. Now that this financing is closed, where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank?
Hi, Corey. Well, thank you for having me on today and good to talk again. We have, I think right now, about $15 million in the bank, a little bit more than that, actually. You mentioned that the stock moved up on this, and it's a pretty big financing. But really, I think what the market is seeing is that that with this financing, we've got enough money in the bank to really address the large-scale land package that we have in the exploit subzone. So market's pretty excited about it, and they can see, we can all see down the runway, and we've got enough room to make things happen here. Great.
Now, I find it very interesting to see Sprott and Newfound Gold come into the story. Sprott, again, coming into the story because the company is just ramping up to get into drilling. So it seems like they are, I guess, playing the company to before the drilling even starts. So let's talk about the drilling. The company did receive a permit for the Jonathan's Pond project. That was received at the more beginning of May, May 6th, you announced that. That ties together, I believe, all the permits for drilling on all the projects that the company is going to be drilling this year in Newfoundland. Now, just to remind everybody, Exploits is focused in Newfoundland, 8 properties in total. With this Jonathan's Pond permit, how many permits does the company have? And let's talk about drilling here, Mike.
Yeah, so we've got 5 discrete permits in place. We've got a 13,500-meter drill contract in place that we're currently working to expand based on the additional funding that we've received. I think when we go back and we look at what we're doing, Newfound originally came in as a partner when we amalgamated the ground that we both held around the Jonathan's Pond target. So very excited about that. And I think they are too. Really, these financings are a vote of confidence that A, we're doing the right science and work on the ground, that we're getting to drilling, and both Newfound and Eric Sprott, I think they look at the exploit subzone as the next big camp in Canada, not for 5 years, but for the next 30 years or 50 years. A lot of people look at the exploit subzone and they compare it with the Abitibi 150 years ago. And in the last 150 years, the Abitibi has produced 170 million ounces of gold. Right now, I think really we've got Marathon with 2 million indicated and another 2 million inferred for resources there. That's our biggest resource in the camp. We've got Newfound producing this really high grade epizonal gold, and they look around. They say, "Yeah, it's not just on our ground. These other targets really count." And that's what brings them on board. And that's why they're sort of spreading their net and picking up stock in companies like Exploit.
So last time you and I chatted on April about 21st, we outlined the drill plans. And you said the drilling should be beginning in May. The total here being 12,000 meters of a phase one target. When do you expect to see some drills on the ground and where are you going to start?
We're really hoping that that'll kick off in the next week or two. Our first drill target will be the Quinlan veins up in the north end of Dog Bay. We've got some really great results on the ground there, and we're pretty excited to see a drill turning there. We've flown that with VTEM as well, and we've reinterpreted all that. We've done the ground prospecting and sampling and things like that. So we've got a very solid idea of the structures that we're looking at. Now, one of the things, since we're talking about drills and what we're drilling, people say, Mike, you know, there's been drill campaigns there, you know, since the 1980s in Newfoundland. Why is this different? And what really is different, I think I can capture this in a nutshell, is that historically the mining companies came and they would find an outcrop and they'd say, okay, we've got gold in the outcrop. We're going to drill this vein, and they drill the vein and they'd walk down the vein and they'd look for zones within the vein that had higher grade and, you know, were wider and things like that. What Newfound has done to their success at both Keats, Lotto and the Knob zones is they've said the veins are an indication of larger deposits that are structurally controlled by, you know, faults that intersect the veins. So you've got two things or three things coming together, and that's where we're going to find the high-grade blowouts. And really, that's what we're doing with our exploration program, too. We're not reinventing that wheel. We're really following someone who's done a very good job, but with similar targets that we have 100% ownership in or 100% options on. So it's really a very different way of looking at something that everyone was like, well, you know, maybe there's something there, maybe not. And we know, looking at the Keat Zone, that there very, very much is these substantial deposits, and we're pretty excited to be turning a drill to chase that as well.
Well, there's definitely a lot more interest in the Newfoundland area, a lot thanks to what Newfound is doing. But you also mentioned Marathon. Marathon's been there for a while. They have generated this resource, both inferred and indicated. How are you using what Marathon has, the past work that Marathon has done, also balanced out with the drilling that Newfound is doing, to, I guess, use as a bit of a barometer or a bit of guidance for your drilling this year?
Yeah, so I think actually the work at Marathon is shear hosted gold, so it is a bit of a different model than what we're looking at Newfound or at the Quinlan veins for that matter. But they're looking at large scale wide zones of shearing or destruction within the rock that opens up wide spacing for deposition of gold. That model, I think, is actually more applicable to what we're seeing at Jonathan's Pond, perhaps, and down at True Grit, where we're getting larger scale mineralized zones and wider areas of destruction. And we've got very interesting rock competency contrasts there that allow for that kind of environment to happen. So True Grit and Jonathan's Pond are both epizonal style mineralizations, but the rock allows for perhaps larger scale deposition. And that's one of the things that's getting us really excited. And it's combining those two models that is driving those opportunities.
How quickly do you expect to be able to progress through this 12,000 meters then, understanding that you are testing out five targets in total?
Yeah, so I guess number one will be bringing forward other targets and permitting. You know, by midsummer, we should be hitting the marks on that and expanding it to additional targets and going back and probably drilling additional holes at the original five permit areas. So we'd expect to be drilling through the summer into the fall, and there's some things we'd like to do next winter as well. So it's going to be pretty busy. And, you know, with the $15 million in the bank, we really have the opportunity to do that, to focus on these things and have a long-term plan.
Yeah, just elaborate on that a little bit more, please. 12,000 meters, what's the budget? Now understanding that you have $15 million in the bank, what does that take you through?
Yeah, so original budget was about $2.5 million, and obviously we've got orders of magnitude on that. One of the things that we're actually going to do is spend more money on VTEM airborne surveys, so that's magnetics and EM. And that really drives a lot of the modeling, is these tight-spaced airborne survey results. So this financing allows us to go back and hit areas that we just didn't have budget for before. And that's really exciting because we know we've got targets in these areas, and we staked them for a reason, but we just didn't have the bandwidth to really cover it. So we were looking at some of the things and saying, well, we're just going to have to joint venture that. But at this point, we can say, oh, no, we're going to get in on that, too. And and value it. And we might do some joint venturing down the road as well. But fundamentally, this allows us to get in front of our market and really value our assets before anything happens with them.
Yeah, that's a key development, right? Is that now you do have the money and you're not under really any sort of time constraint here. So you don't need to, I guess, rush into any joint ventures. You can take your time, go through these projects and, I guess, figure out which ones really rise to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got such a large land position, we'll probably be joint venturing off things that we really like and we know we're going to miss. But at some point, you've got to pick a focus. And those will be the tough decisions we have down the road. But yeah, I think we're going to have an awful lot of success with the drilling and with the target generation.
Okay. Well, Mike, it sounds like we're just waiting to hear when these drills start turning and then waiting to see these drill results coming in. This financing really cashes up the company here so that cash is not a problem in the near term. And you can go about testing out these wide range of targets that you have in Newfoundland. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Mike to address those, and in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery, so I will be following up personally to follow up on some of the news that comes out. Mike, I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on.